No doubt you've noticed the amount on your paycheck is smaller since the new year came in. Thank fiscal cliff negotiations for that. No more payroll tax holiday. We're paying more in Social Security payroll taxes. For example, if you make $50,000 a year, you'll pay an extra $1,000 this year. It hurts, but is there a way to keep that money? Kevin McCormally is the editorial director of the D.C. editors at Kiplinger Personal Finance, and he says there is, and he joins us live now to talk about it. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Veronica. Thank you for having me on.
So what can we do to keep the loss of the payroll tax holiday from hitting our pocketbook so hard?
Well, payroll tax withholding went up on January 1, but 100 million taxpayers, that's about 70% of us, can make income tax withholding go down. What I'm talking about is people have too much withheld from their paychecks every payday, and then they get a big refund in the spring. At Kiplinger, we say, why don't you get the money while you earn it instead of waiting for that refund? And the great thing about the payroll tax holiday, we're using that as an example because the average person, $50,000, is losing $1,000 this year to the end of the payroll tax holiday. But the average taxpayer also gets a $3,000 refund each year. So if you file a new W-4 form with your employer and they're just average, instead of seeing your paycheck go down by $83 a month, you'll see it go up by $170 a month. The W-4 is the magic form.
Now, tell us about the W-4. We usually fill that out when we're hired, and for a lot of us, it was a long time ago. So it's a matter of your allowances and how many you take.
That's right, Veronica.
Can you define what the allowances are just to jog our memories?
Oh, absolutely. Most people think an allowance is the same as a dependent on the tax return. So when you get your first job, if you're single, you claim one. You get married, you might claim two, and then you never change another one. If you have kids, you add them. But it's not just dependents. If you take a lot of itemized deductions, if you take certain credits, there are all sorts of things that can increase the number of allowances. And each allowance that you claim basically tells your boss, stay away from $3,500 of my income. Stay away from it. Don't withhold from that. And what we've done at Kiplinger is we've designed a calculator that really simplifies things. All you need to tell us on the calculator is, what was your refund last year? And then we'll do a little bit of math and we'll say, you should claim this many more allowances in 2013, assuming your financial situation is about the same. I mean, that's a key, but for most people it is. If your financial situation is about the same, you tell us what your refund was last year. We'll tell you how many extra allowances to claim. You give your boss a new W-4. It doesn't go to the IRS. You give your boss a new W-4 claiming extra allowances. Your paycheck goes up next payday because income tax withholding goes down.
It's certainly something to consider, Kevin.
Well, I've been preaching this gospel since long before the payroll tax holiday, and every year more Americans get bigger refunds, and it drives me wacky. I think, why don't people, match withholding to what they're actually going to owe and have that money to spend now? I mean, right now the economy is taking a hit in this country because the end of the payroll tax holiday is costing consumers $100 billion over 2013. That's money they're not spending on going out to dinner or on clothes or on new cars. If they fix their withholding, they can offset that maybe three times if they're just average and keep the economy going. I think that's important.
Yeah. Thanks so much for talking with me tonight.
Thank you, Veronica.
Kevin McCormally, the editorial director of the Washington editors at Kiplinger Personal Finance.